gentle white dove, fragrance of lilac, this my first love. Fragrance of lilac, this my first love. Fragrance of
from 1964. That's the Seattle folk band, the Upper U District Singers, with Green Satin. As we greet the new day here at the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB 107.1 in North Adams, I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you. Home Current with Heron and Crane's Oh Whistle. And before that, we heard Iseo Tomita with Arabesque No. 1 from the Snowflakes Are Dancing LP. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Shortwave Music Library. Happy good morning. Greeting the day with prayer, blessings, and good thoughts, and mellow music here on WMNB LP 107.1 on your frequency modulated dial.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The South Padre Island Convention Center has hosted conferences, plays, concerts, and even basketball games. In February, though, it hosted an event like no other, a sea turtle rescue. A major winter storm chilled waters along the Texas coast. Sea turtles were stunned by water temperatures that plunged into the 40s and even 30s. Volunteers gathered about 13,000 turtles from the beaches and took them to rescue centers all along the coast, including the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. The facilities were overwhelmed, so they needed backup, including the convention center, plus a naval air station in Corpus Christi. The storm drew national headlines for its effects on the human population. Lost power and water, dangerous roads, and high energy costs. But it took a toll on other life as well. Fish were killed all along the coast, especially the southern half. Official estimates said that almost 4 million fish were lost. Most of those were non-game fish, including 1 million hardhead catfish and more than 1 million silver perch. Major game fish losses included spotted sea trout and red and black drum. Texas changed some regulations to help some of those species, but it could take years for them to recover. The sea turtles, mostly green turtles, fared a little better. Rescue organizations thawed them out and released them in warmer, deeper waters in the Gulf of Mexico. Even so, thousands of turtles died, victims of a massive winter storm. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alfonso Sancisteban with Spanish Folk. Just before that, we heard the wonderful Gals and Pals with Blue on Blue. And starting that set off from 2015, from the album The Land and the Garden, released on Clay Pipe Music, that was Vic Mars and Through the Gate. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB in North Adams, Massachusetts. If you have any comments or requests, my email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
This is Bird Note. Throughout most of the Americas, great horned owls are the preeminent predatory bird of the night, and they are ferocious. Their prowess as hunters depends on acute senses and stealth, but their feet and long curved talons secure the attack. The outermost of their four toes has evolved to rotate forward or backward for handling squirming prey, an advantage that most other birds of prey lack. These feet let the owls capture mammals as large as hares and raccoons. The grip strength in those feet, 200 to 500 pounds per square inch, is equal to that of a much larger bald eagle and up to 6 times stronger than the handshake of a bodybuilder. Talk about a death grip. And these owls definitely don't skip leg day. With strong, thick legs, great horned owls are power lifters. A 4-pound owl can take flight with up to 6 pounds of prey. Their preferred hunting tactic is to perch in a tree on the edge of an open field, listen closely, then drop, flap, and glide silently toward an unwary animal. And from there, those amazing feet take over. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
And I'm the curator of the Shortwave Music Library. You could call me the Shortwave Librarian. I'm DJ Frederick. Let's cruise on out this morning with some music by James William Guercio. If you ever saw the film back in the day called Electra Glide in Blue, this is the prelude. And yeah, that starred Beretta, and it was a good movie, Electra Glide in Blue.